The MCAT Podcast, session number 63. A collaboration between the medical school headquarters and Next Step Test Prep, the MCAT Podcast is here to make sure you have the information you need to succeed on your MCAT test day. We all know that the MCAT is one of the biggest hurdles you'll face as a pre-med, but we're here to give you the information and motivation you need to help you get the score you deserve so you can one day call yourself a medical student. Welcome to the MCAT Podcast. My name is Dr. Ryan Gray, your host here every week for an exciting MCAT journey with you. This week, we're going to talk about when you can and when you should register for the MCAT. So, Brian, for somebody listening to this as this comes out, or even in the future, it doesn't really matter, but MCAT scores came out recently for the last batch of students, and for students that are anxiously chomping at the bit for registering for next year's, 2018's MCAT test dates, that opens typically around mid-October, and again, AAMC is doing that. I think it's October 18th this year. Talk about what a student should be doing right this minute in preparation for registering for the exam as soon as possible.
Yeah, Ryan, this is a reminder we always like to give, you know, anytime we talk to MCAT students is register as soon as you possibly can. And, you know, if someone's, again, like you said, it's not going to open for about a week, week and a half at the time we're recording this podcast. So if you're looking to take the MCAT before registration has opened, all you can do is kind of plan. But if you're planning to take the MCAT and it's possible to register, you should do it instantly. Like as soon as you know. So Ryan, what you do beforehand is you just think about kind of the overarching study plan, like, oh, I'm going to take the MCAT, you know, in April before I have my final exams if I'm in school, or, you know, maybe if you're working while prepping for the MCAT, I'm going to take my MCAT, you know, roughly in July based on when my work schedule will allow me to prep. So you get the idea of when you want to take it, so that you know as soon as it's possible to register, you can hop in there right away. And I mean, the reason to do so is pretty simple but pretty compelling. You don't want to get locked out of a location, right? You don't want to end up having to drive all the way across the state or even worse, fly somewhere to take the MCAT. So register early and register often.
What do you think? Have you seen any big impacts from the change in who is administering the exam now? Who's actually doing the tests at the testing centers?
Right. So we're recording this podcast in late 2017, and it was a big changeover, an announcement from the AAMC that the contractor, the actual like computer centers where you go to take the MCAT, used to be a company called Prometric, and they're switching over to a company called Pearson. Now, for students, that changeover should be you know, kind of largely transparent. Like it shouldn't mean anything to most students who have not yet registered for the MCAT. Having said that, there are obviously some changes, right? So Prometric and Pearson are two different companies. They have locations in different places. So where I am in Southern Arizona, there's a Prometric center just a 10-minute drive away. But now that I would need to go to a Pearson center, it's you know, more like a 30 or 40-minute drive. So there, you know, there's a little bit of geography concerns there. The mechanics of how they administer the test will obviously be very, very similar, you know, checking in and going through security procedures and all that. But once we start getting into it and getting reports back from students, we may find that there's little cosmetic differences in just kind of, you know, the check-in procedures and so on. And the one big thing that we don't have any details yet, but there's a real interesting announcement coming out of the AMC and Pearson, is they've announced that they're going to offer keyboard shortcuts for navigating the test. And they've been really non-specific about what that means. There's no essay on the MCAT anymore, so there's no reason you would need like Control C and Control V to copy paste. My suspicion is that the new Pearson version or administration of the MCAT will let you, I don't know, maybe hit the forward arrow or back arrow to navigate between questions. The big concern that all of the students, of course, immediately want to know is, does keyboard shortcuts mean Control F? right? Can you do a find on page keyboard shortcut? Mm-hmm. We don't have an answer to that as of the time we're recording this podcast. We don't have an answer yet. But I am 99.99% sure that the answer is no, simply because a substantive change like that, right, that changes how easy it is to find stuff in the passage would literally skew test results, right? And the hallmark of standardized testing, and the MCAT is no exception here, the hallmark of standardized testing is that it is standardized, right? You don't change anything about the difficulty, content, or administration of the test that makes it any easier or harder. So even though Pearson has announced some kind of nebulous keyboard shortcut fact, I suspect that it won't actually change much in terms of really the experience of the test takers.
All right, there you have it. Another scintillating, another amazing episode of the MCAT podcast. Hopefully, after listening to this, you will now know when you should and when you can register for the MCAT and why it's so important to register early. Don't forget to check out what Next Step Test Prep has to offer. Full-length MCAT exams, an MCAT course that is so much better than what is out there. 100 hours of videos, 10 live office hours, 10 hours of live office hours every week, access to all of their practice exams, access to the AAMC material, and so much more. Go check it out at nextstepmcat.com. Use the promo code MCATPOD, that's all capital letters, MCATPOD, to save some money. I hope to see you next week here on the MCAT podcast when we talk about when you should be thinking about the MCAT, a very common question, spring or summer? Spring or summer, that's what we're going to talk about next week. We'll see you next time here at the MCAT podcast.